Hey everybody, Pat Macedi here, and today I want to cover a couple of subjects. Firstly, I want to speak about the voice. Did you know, and I didn't know this until last night, until Andrew Bolt pointed something out so powerfully and succinctly, that the voice has a twin. I'll tell you about that later. But I also want to talk to you about the possibility of a 15% GST. Rumor has it, I'll get to that, and I'll tell you why I believe so. Also, our economic growth. Let me start with our economic growth. The International Mafia Fund, the International Monetary Fund, they run like the mafia, estimates that there will be a global recession and inflation will kind of, well, we're not too sure. These are the experts. But here's what they predict about us in Australia, about our growth. Global growth will be 2.8%. Advanced countries, 1.3%. And then Australia at 1.6. Now, that's not too bad. The only problem I've got is, how do they predict this, knowing that these experts constantly get it wrong? The other thing that concerns me is that our Prime Minister, Albanese, has promised tax cuts, which not delivering on. Matter of fact, we're having the biggest tax hikes in history, promised reduction in our energy bills, and I just got mine today and just about fell over, and then promises us that we are going to look after the broken, the disadvantaged. Why do I not believe him? I don't believe him because this guy is piling up so much to China. Him, Dan Andrews, McGowan, and I guess Palaszczuk will be next, that he is not going to NATO. Now you say, Pat, what's that got to do with anything? He does not want to upset his friends in China who are like that with Russia. Do I like what Russia is doing in the Ukraine? No, but I got to tell you, some people over there in that part of the world are the highest paid actors I've ever met. I'll let you think about that. And I've got to be very careful what I say. Just remember, one leader over there was a comedian, TV personality, running around with his clothes off half the time. And, of course, threatens Orthodox Christians. And, of course, paid money to the Bidens. But, of course, you know, we don't want to get involved with NATO, because NATO is palling up with China. NATO could be a risk for us with our relationship with China. Why doesn't this guy come clean? You mark my words. You mark my words, you heard it here. Get ready for a 15% GST. How else are they going to pay for all this stuff? They're shutting down our coal mines, which, by the way, China's building up theirs. So, when you think of it reasonably, what are we going to be buying our coal from them when we've got our own natural resources? You see, the problem with our government today is that they don't want to tell you the detail. Now, upon my research, I've discovered that the voice has a cousin. Now, I need you to listen very carefully, and I'm going to read exactly from the website here. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission, ATSIC, was formed in 1990 and was shut down in 2005. It was the Australian government body through which Aboriginal Australians and Torres Strait Islanders were formally involved in the process of government affecting their lives, established under the Hawke government, Labor again, in 1990. A number of Indigenous programs and organisations fell under the overall umbrella of ATSIC. Let me just say this about our Indigenous brothers and sisters. They have been governed by so many agencies and committees. Try and look how many there are up there. There is more of them there is more of them than 120 in the upper room that Jesus had. ANZIC was established by the Hawke government. It took effect on March 5th, 1990. It superseded the Aboriginal Development Commission, a statutory authority created by the Fraser government in July 1990. In 1990, the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Gerry Hand, proposed merging the functions of the ADC and ATSIC by establishing a new body, the Aboriginal Economic Development Corporation, which was created along with ATSIC. Both were formally established in 1990, with ATSIC responsible for providing loans for small enterprise, larger loans and grants, while ATSIC Development Corporation was to invest only in major commercial projects. While ATSIC's existence was always subject to the oversight of governments who represent all Australians, ATSIC was a group of elected. Now, just remember, the voice is 24 unelected radicals. There's one big difference. Here in ATSIC, there were many Aboriginal people of Australia, as well as Torres Strait Islanders. However, in 1994, the Torres Strait Aboriginal Authority was established as a separate authority for these people. In 2001, ATSIC became embroiled in controversy over litigations surrounding its chairperson, Jeff Clark, who, by the way, Marsha Langton worked for. Remember the lady that said, "You don't vote yes, you're a racist, and you're never going to get a welcome to country again." She worked for this bloke. She worked for these people. And yet she's still there. Jeff Clark, relating to his alleged participation in a number of rapes in the 1970s and 1980s after being named by four women. Soon after this, the government under then Prime Minister John Howard began to remove some of ATSIC's fiscal powers, which were transferred into a new independent organisation, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Services. The government suspended Jeff Clark as chair of ATSIC in 2003 after he was convicted of obstructing police during a pub brawl, and Lionel Quartermine became acting chair. A review of ATSIC was commissioned in 2003. The report, authored by John Hannaford and Jackie Higgins and Bob Collins, was titled "The Hands of the Regions." You can read that for yourselves. Now, they ended up abolishing ATSIC under the Howard government. Following Mark Latham's election to the leadership of the Labor opposition in December 2003, Labor agreed with the government that ATSIC had not worked. Are you hearing me? It didn't work then. It's not going to work now. In April of the election year 2004, both parties pledged to introduce alternative arrangements for Indigenous affairs, with Labor proposing a new elected national body. The government's plan was to abolish ATSIC and all of its regional and state structures and return funding for Indigenous programs to the relevant line departments. Howard introduced the agency's abolition on 15th of April 2004, saying that the experiment in the elected representation for Indigenous people had been a failure. Look at me, people. This is not maths. Married at First Sight, where we're conducting some experiment on our Indigenous brothers and sisters. They have been overrun by elite committees, nothing to do with Alice Springs, nothing to do with these guys think that by a stroke of a pen, let me tell you, and I need you all to hear this, the difference between ATSIC and what they're trying to do now in this referendum is that this one is in constitutional law and you cannot get rid of it. Did you hear me, Australia? It is in the Constitution and you cannot get rid of it. No matter how corrupt it gets, no matter what comes out, you are stuck with it, Australia. I almost say, and we deserve it, because we've got a weak and woke church that won't speak up against anything. We've got politicians lying, and we know they're lying. This does nothing. Do you think the people of Alice Springs that are suffering, where our Prime Minister goes there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then, by the way, let me tell you this, because I was there, his cameramen ran like cowards when they went to the street and they were hurled by rocks and pelted. But he could spend the week at the tennis. Good on Andrew Peter Dutton for going up there. And if he's got any brains, he put Jacinta Price right there to be the shadow minister of Indigenous Affairs. There you have someone who's saying to you, this isn't working. Warren Mundine saying, it's not working. We have been here before. I've said it before and I'll say it again. These demonic things don't change. They just repackage themselves. Now, there are some differences between ATSIC and what they're proposing. But the major one is this, you cannot shift this once it's in the Constitution. And it is segregating Australia. What is amazing to me, and I'm going to throw this out there. When Albanese has to enlist celebrities, sports stars, of course, Qantas is going to jump on anything, apart from reducing our airfares, which are funded a lot by our taxes. If you need celebrities, hotshots, elites, and you need sports stars to evangelize this message, sounds to me like a similar thing you guys did 2 or 3 years ago where you had celebrities, TV personalities, hotshots, and elites telling people unless they had a medical procedure, they didn't care. They were putting the community at risk. You evil, disgraceful people. You vermin that should be locked out of restaurants and locked out of places and locked out of seeing each other and locked out of visiting your relatives. Same demon. How can people not see this? If you're going to make me feel guilty, ostracize me, name call me, label me on the basis of what I believe to be right and righteous. And Indigenous brothers and sisters have a lot of voices. The problem is the money's not getting to the people. You don't need any more politicians and frickin' committees to get clean water, sanitations, great dental care, great medical supplies, great education for our Indigenous brothers and sisters. You don't need the signing of a constitution to fix up the problem of violence in the streets. You don't need that. You don't need a bunch of, and I'm going to say it, white virtual signaling people and a prime minister that wants to make his statement for the legacy. I'll tell you what legacy you'll leave. One of ruining in the country and dividing us by race. So why don't the Italians and the Greeks and the Lebanese, why aren't we enshrined in the Constitution? God knows most of you wouldn't have food and you wouldn't have concrete and you wouldn't have roads if it wasn't for the WOGs. And I say that because, please, I could get banned for that, but hey, that's what they used to call us. Now we use it as a term of endearment. Where's our shrine in the Constitution? Where's my place in the Constitution? We helped build this country. The Italians, when they landed here, they thought the streets were paved with gold. Then they got here and they worked out that there weren't no roads and that they had to build them. So what do? We came, we saw, we concreted. And that's not racial profiling, it's a joke. Haha, remember the days when you could be able to have a joke? Why aren't the Greeks, Italians, Lebanese, Samoans throwing the Kiwis in there as well? I'm telling you, this is all about payback, reparations, ripping you off financially, and it does nothing for the average Indigenous person in this country that is suffering. If they cared, why don't they go and fix up Alice Springs now? I've been there. I spent longer there than the Prime Minister did. 3 days. So why don't you start there? I'll tell you why. Because you're not listening. Albanese, Labor, and all these virtual signaling politicians out there, they really don't care. See, here's the difference between them and us. They get paid no matter what happens. But you, You can lose your job like that. What's next? You didn't vote yes, you're a racist, you lose your job. Oh, that could never happen. You want to run that by me one more time? Our world is suffering. And what it needs is some peace and tranquility and calm and a good dose of common sense. But when you've got politicians who are only busy being activists for lobbyists, when you put the soul of a nation, the heart of a nation, second to your political agenda, I'm telling you, you're not going to end well. Now, Marsha Langton was part of this, and she's part of what was then. Except I want to warn you again, the difference between that last one and this is that this is in the Constitution, and you can't get rid of it. Now, next week, I cannot believe the response we've had to Gerald Celente being with us. I've got a link here. Gerald Celente, one of the world's leading leaders who teaches you about trends that are up and coming. This man is an absolute genius. Worked for President Reagan, so many other political leaders. He will tell you what's going on overseas in these wars. He will tell you why there is wars. He will tell you what's happening with your economies. He's going to tell you what's going to happen with the banking system. If you're not there, you won't get it. You won't hear it and you'll miss out. There will be a link. Why is there a link? There is a link there because it is a in-house only Zoom. And many of the content we obviously can't share on these platforms. And you all know why. And I want to encourage you to register for it. And we're going to help you guys not crawl your way out of this inflation and energy crisis, but absolutely we're going to teach you how to crush it and leave it in the dust so that you become the head and not the tail. Hey, Sunday morning, Reborn, you don't want to miss it. My message Sunday morning is lessons from the life of Judas. There are Judases among us. Always have been, always will be. What can we learn from Jesus's treasurer? What can we learn from Jesus's treasurer that's happening right before our very eyes right now? I look forward to seeing you Sunday. Please register for next Wednesday for Gerald Celente. We have literally close to nearly 2,000 people already registered. And our Zoom, we've had to buy extra space on our Zoom. We want to accommodate you. I look forward to seeing you there. God bless you.